No, we don't listen to him. Yeah, let's all see what this means. We don't listen to you. You don't get anything. It says, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, that Beishamai, Yomim Beishamai says, Shomim Loi. Yes, if somebody went down to your broken house and built it up, and now he asks for the money, for the worth of it, you have to pay him. Beisil Loim Rim ain't Shomim Loi. Beisil says, no, you don't have to pay him. So the Chura, Leima Rav Nachman, Diyomike Beishamai, Chura Takasha. Rav Nachman, the Chura holds, like Beishamai. Rav Nachman says, Shomim Loi, and here Beishamai is the one that says, Shomim Loi, we make him pay. Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you, Rav Nachman, who the Yomaki Hai Tana. I'll tell you, Rav Nachman holds like this Tana. That the Tana we learned, Shemim Loi, Divra Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That's like Rav Nachman says, Shemim Loi. It has nothing to do with the Machlaikas, Beishamim Beisilil. It's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that says, Shemim Loi. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel line there, he says, no, this is the Machlaikas, Beishamim Beisilil. That Beisham Ayarmim Shemim Loi. Beisham is the one that says, yes, we listen to him. If he wants his money for the bricks and stones he put in, you have to pay him. Well, Beisil Leimrim ain't Shemim Loi. No, you do not listen. You do not have to pay him. Now the Gemara says, my heavier law, but I call upon him. What's the maskana? What's the loch over here? Again, when somebody went down to Chubosa Shechaveri, he went down to your broken house and built it up again, do you have to pay him for it or not? So, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. It's like this. The bayis in this last case, where a guy went down to your broken churba and built it up, the bayis, shemim loy. Yes, we listened to him, and you have to pay him for it. But the sodif, somebody went down to your field, and he planted things in your field, ain't shemim loy. Then we do not listen to him. In other words, he wants to take it back. He wants to take back his tree, or he wants to take back his house. So we don't listen to him. The sodif, my time, what's the reason why he field? We do not listen to you if you say you want to take back your tree. Now, the guy doesn't want to pay you for it. So you say you want to take it back. I want to uproot this tree. We don't let you. My time was the reason. Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Like, it's not nice to do this to Eretz Yisrael. You're like ruining Eretz Yisrael. And he could the army, some say, Mishum Chosha the Arya. If you uproot this tree, you're going to make the land weak. You're ruining my field. And the Mor says, my benayu. What's the difference between these two answers? Ike benayu chutzalaretz. If this happens in Chutz Lawrence. Again, that somebody went down to your field and he planted trees there. And then he asks you for money and you said nothing doing. I don't want to pay you. I don't need it. I don't want it. The guy says, you know what? I'm going to uproot them and take them out. So it's a shiloh. Do we let you do it or not? So one tarot says, Davkin Eretz Yisrael, we don't let you. Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, we don't want you to mess up Eretz Yisrael. Mashenkin and Chutz Lawrence, this would be mutter. If the guy doesn't want to pay you for the tree, you have a right to say, okay, I'm taking my tree back. And the other Bandyama says, no, you have no right to uproot the tree, even a chutz laretz, because lamaisa it's a kash, you're ruining it a little bit, that alone is a ptur, not to make it, take it out. Vashenka, by place, by a bias, you're not ruining, so you build up the house. Now the guy says, I don't want to pay you for it. So you have a right to say, you don't want to pay me? I'm going to take it down, I'm going to take back my bricks and my stones, you're allowed to do that. Now the Mishnah says, Hamaskir bayis lechaveroi. If somebody rents out his house to his friend, if you rent it out in the winter, somebody rents your house for the winter. So the halacha is, eina yochol yotzioi. You can't throw him out. Min hachag viad pesach. The winter is cold from Sukkot until Pesach. You can't throw him out of the house. He has a right to stay there. You can't throw him out. If somebody rents an apartment for the summer, shloshim yom, then he has a right to live there 30 days. After 30 days, you have a right to throw him out. We'll see in the Gemara exactly. Uvikrochim, what about if you're in a big city, that there are a lot of streets there, Rashi says, and everybody wants to live there, so it's hard to find an apartment. So uvikrochim, in the big cities, echod yomaisachama, whether you rent it for the summer, v'yechod yomaisachishamim, whether you rent it for the winter, shnei masachaydish. Then you can't throw him out till the end of 12 months, to the end of the year. But for 1 year, he has a right to stay there. Uvachanuyis, let's say you want to rent a store. So Echad Ayaris, whether it's in the small cities, the Echad Krochim, whether it's in the big cities, Shnei Masachedish, you have a right to stay there for at least 1 year. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Chanus Shel Nachtumim V'Shel Tzvoyim Shalosh Shonim. If you're renting a store to bake there, to be a baker, or else to be a dyer, shel tzvayim, you're dyeing wool there, then you have a right to stay for at least 3 years. We'll see in the Gemara, Rashi says, like there, people pay you, like they people take it on credit, and they don't pay you for a long time. So it takes a long time until you collect all your chayvos. So therefore, he can't throw you out in 1 year, you have a right to stay there for at least 3 years, until you collect all your money. Now the Gemara says, "My shno you might say shamim. How come the Mishnah says if you rent an apartment, if you rent it out for the winter, so you can't throw them out the whole winter, you have the right to stay there from Sukkot until Pesach? Why? But somebody rents for the winter, what he means is to stay there the whole winter. So therefore you can't throw them out until the end of the winter." If somebody says, "I want to rent this apartment for the summer," you know what he meant? He meant, "Tichi ogar inish beisa lekuli yomaisacham ogar." He meant to say, "I want to rent it for the whole summer, so you shouldn't be able to throw them out from Pesach until Sukkot." How come the Mishnah says only 30 days? Elo, what do you have to say? "B'yomaisacham," you know why? In the winter, it's the whole winter. "Hainu taimad loshchiach beisa lemegar." Because in the winter, it's hard to find an apartment to rent. People don't move in the middle of the winter. So therefore, if you rent it, you mean to stay there the whole winter, because people can't move in the middle of the winter. "Mashaken in the summertime," the Rashi says, "Elo b'yomaisa gesham hainu time mishum l'shir ha-beisa. Uv'seicha stam komar." You rent it stam. You didn't speak out, you're renting it for the winter. You said stam, you're renting an apartment. So we say minastam, when a person rents it in the winter, he means for the whole winter. "Mashaken," then it's good. In the summer though, if you say it stam, it could be only for 30 days. But after 30 days, he has a right to throw you out, because in the summer, it's easy to find another apartment. So when a person says, "I want to rent it stam," we do not see he means more than 30 days. In the winter, where it's hard to find an apartment, so when you rent it, minastam, you mean for 30 days, you mean the whole winter. But in the summer, you do not mean the whole summer. So therefore, it's good the Mishnah. The Mar says, if so, aim a seifa. What does the seifa of the Mishnah say? Over krochim in the big cities, echad yomaisachama, whether it's in the summer that you're renting, the echad yomaisachasham, whether it's in the winter that you're renting, shnei masachedish, you have a right to stay there for 12 months, and after that he has a right to throw you out. Now the question is, v'ilu molulo yomaischiris yomaisachashamim, let's say you first moved in chodesh in Shvat, in the middle of the winter you moved in, so next year chodesh Shvat, he has a right to throw you out. Nechura, why? How could he throw you out in the middle of the winter? You're telling me you can't find apartments to live in the winter. So if so, if you're there ready, how could the safer say he has a right to throw you out at the end of the year, lechur, it's in the middle of the winter? Omer Rav Yudi says, lohidia ketoni. Pshana Mishnah is not when he could throw you out, but how much of a warning before he has to warn you. Rashi says, lohidia ketoni. Hanach shloishim. The Yud Veis Chodesh, you're talking about this. That the Mishnah says in the summertime, I can throw you out after 30 days, or else in the Krochim, after a year, it means like this. Lohidia Kamar, when the Maskir could warn you, that starts to how much does he have to warn you before he throws you out? Ha Maskir Ba'isachadairoi, Kolu Yimei Askir Zimasek Shomim, and Yocholu Etzio Mishom, he can't throw him out. Lohishchiach Botei, he can't throw him out, even if the year ends. At the end, in the middle of the winter, I can't throw you out, because he can't find another apartment. Elaim came hoidiyoy, unless the maskir warned the seicha, the renter. In the summertime, you have to warn him 30 days before you throw him out. You have to warn him 30 days, kaita machag. Lamela shaminim in kolo yemeis chirus umaisek chano and yokolatziu ashleishim yaim mishadiyo. He needs a 30-day warning. The same thing. If you want to throw him out in the middle, you have to warn him 30 days in advance. Ulvekrachim, you have to warn him for a full year before you throw him out. Therefore, since you warn him a full year, then there's no kashtak. He had a big warning. He knew when he's going to be thrown out. So if he had a whole year's time, he should have moved at a time when he knew he'll be able to find another apartment. This is what I wish to me to say. If you rent the house tam, and the owner can't throw you out in the winter from Sukkot until Pesach. Unless he warned you 30 days before. That's what the Mishnah means. And the Krochim, there you have to warn a full year. Tanya Nam Yachim, we don't like this also. When it says 30 days, The Mishnah means these are the zmanim, how much you have to warn the person before you can throw him out. The same way if the owner wants to throw him out, he has to warn him, the same way the renter. If you want to leave, you have to warn the owner, to notify him that you plan to leave, either 30 days or a year in advance. The Yomalei, because otherwise the owner has a taina back to you, he could have said, the Yomalei, if you would have notified me, I could have got somebody nice to rent. But now that you're just leaving right now, so I have to rent out the apartment first, I'll have to take anybody. Even a shratz I'll have to take. So maybe I'll have tainas on you. So therefore, I have a taina on you, that you're supposed to tell me, notify me when you're going to leave, in order that I'll have enough time to find somebody that I like. I'll have to find a nice person to rent, and not just to take whoever I could get. Omer Rabasi, im nichnas yoy mechad yoy maisek shamim. Let's say, chreis the 30 days or the year, ends up even one day into the maisek shamim, and yochol yotziyam in a chagar ha-pesach. You can't take him out, you can't throw him out anymore. Ay vuhanan shleishim yoyim kamar. Ay, we learned 30 days. You have to wait 30 days, but then you could throw him out. Hochi kamar. Im nichnas yoy mechad yoy maisek shamim. Mehani shleishim yoyim. No, you can't throw him out for 30 days. Now, if one of these 30 days in the summer, now if one of these days ends up into the winter, you should know, now you want to throw him out in the middle of the winter, that you can't do. And the yochel yotziyoy minachag v'yad ha-pesach. You could have thrown him out in the summer if you give him a 30 day in advance. Notice, but if the end of the 30 days end up in the beginning of the winter ready, after Sukkot, then you can't throw him out until Pesach. Omer Rav Huna. But the imbola rabbis, but the meal marbe. If you want to charge him more rent, like the mice, you're not allowed to throw him out in the middle of the winter. But if you want to charge him more rent, that you have allowed to. Oh, malay Rav Nachman. Nachman said back, "Hi, lenakte the kufse, like you're grabbing a hold of him. Till the shafke the glima, you're grabbing hold of his clothing and throwing him out like lechura. That's called throwing him out. If you're saying that I'm going to raise the rent, if you have a right to raise the rent, that's like throwing him out." And I said, "Lo tzricha." Now we're talking about over here the Aika bote, and finally all over rents went up. That's the chiddush here. Rashi says, "Shef seder nicker." Like everybody sees that if you don't rent higher the rent, you're losing out. So therefore, it's like a new contract now. Even though you can't throw them out, but the maestro, you have a right to change the rent, change it, because you only rented it for the summer, and really you told them to leave. Just the end of the 30 days ended up into the winter ready. So now the din is you can't throw them out. But I call upon him, you're allowed to raise the rent. How much you're allowed to? Now the Gemara says, Pshita, to me it's Pashid, Nofale Besa. Let's say the owner's house fell down. Rashi says, Lamaskir, that you have your own house caved in, and now you have no place to live. And the other apartment that you own, you rent it out to somebody else. So can you throw that person out or not? So Pshita, Nofale Beis, if your house fell in, Omale, you have a right to say to the renter, Lo Yadifas Minoi, you're not better off than me. And therefore I have a right to throw you out, that I should live there. Rashi says, Omale, Lo Seicha, Lo Yadifas Minoi, Hayo V'Giyaz Manoi, since this man came, Rashi learned, Moitzek, I throw you out. V'yein Lai Malo Yenech Bo Alai, Helamach Meshtoi Hadetoni. They can't say you didn't notify me. Because the Maisa, now that the time is up, you're not better than me, why should I lose out? You should lose out. It's my house. What about Zabdin? Let's say you sold the house to somebody else. It's Rashi Liyachar Hai Maskir. After you rented it out, then you sold it to somebody else. Or Ursi, or else somebody yashin, you died, and your son yashined it. Or you hid this from Matan, you gave it away for a present. Or Malay, so the one that's renting now has a right to say to the new owner, Lo Yadifas Migavro Yasoy Minoi. You're not better than the one you took it over from. Just like he couldn't throw me out, you also can't throw me out. Kololay Lebrei, let's say you're making a chasna for your son, and you need an apartment for him to live in, or to make the chasna. If you want the renter to go out, you want to use it. So, chazinu we see, if the owner knew about it, that his son is going to get married, so he should have warned him. If he didn't warn him, he can't throw him out. But if the chasna came about suddenly, that he didn't have time to warn him, then you have a right to say to the renter, you're not better than me, you have a right to throw him out then. There was a man. He bought a shipload of wine. He had no place to put the barrels of wine. He went to a lady and said to her, "Islacha duchtoy liagurei. Do you have a place to rent to me? I could store my wine." Omalei, she said back to him, "Lai, I have no place." But he knew really she did have place. So what he did was, Ozali went to the kitchen, he married her. Then a new, this is why husband, so she gave him place to store the barrels of wine. Ozalavesa, then the man, the husband, went home. Cost of Lagita, like now that he got his way, he asked place to store his barrels of wine, he wrote her a get. Shodalo, and he sent the get to her. So Ozal Ihi, so what she did was, Agre Shukuloi, she hired workers, she hired now workmen to get rid of these barrels of wine. She had the barrels of wine taken out of her rishus and thrown into the yard, like I say, thrown into the streets. Omar Afuna, brother of Yeshua, Kasherosa Ken Yasaloi. Hey, the same way he did to her, that's the way she's doing back to him. Like you gave her a get, so she's throwing you out. Kamula Yashab Reishoi. What you did to her, she's going back to you. And therefore, Loi mi boy, not only. Chotzeh the loikaim liyagra, this chotzeh that she has, she doesn't rent out. So therefore she's not really loikhosar. Still she has a right to throw him out. Alright, turn over. Yes, loy mi boy, chotzer, the loikaim liyagra, not only if the chotzer that she owns, she doesn't rent out. So it's called like lechosar ella afilu chotzer the kaim liagrum. Even if it's chotzer she rents out, omrole she has a right to like this. Lekula yal manich leligure. To anybody else, I enjoy to rent out. For lechol lanichli, to you, I don't want to rent it out. It's not only if she usually doesn't rent it out that he can't force her to rent it to her, but even if this is a place that she usually rents out, still she has a right to say, I'll rent it out to who I want to, and to you, I don't want to. Like to me, you're like a lion in an ambush. Like you ambushed me, I don't like you. So she has the right to say, I'm not going to rent it to you. That's why she has the right to take the barrels out of her rishus. Then the Mishnah says, if you rent a store, and you're going to be a baker there or a dyer there, you have the right to stay for at least 3 years. Tona, we learned what's the reason. That they shakei from ruba. Like they sell things on credit. And it takes a long time until they collect all their money. So therefore, they have a right to stay for at least 3 years. Now the Mishnah says, Hamaskia v'yisachaver, if you rent out the house to your friend, Hamaskia the owner, Chayib Dals, he has to make sure the apartment has a door. Benagir, Rashi says, that's what you lock the door with. Uvemanul, and with a lock. For Nag, Rashi says, Shinoilim v'yisadelis, for take less than a year. And that's how you close the door. Uvemanul, with a lock. Anything that needs a mice umin, you need a workman to do it, the owner has to take care of it. Something that's not a mice umin, you need a professional, you do not need a professional. Anybody could do it. Then that's the renter has to take care of it. If there's devil there, the manure there belongs to the balabayas. We'll see in the Gemara what the case is. The Seicher only has the right to keep the Efer, Rashi says, Hunas Zevel, if the ashes that's inside the Tana of the Karayim, and you rent this house that has the oven there, and there are ashes in the oven, that you're allowed to keep. But not more, not the Zevel. The Zevel that comes out from the owner's animals, that belongs to the owner, not to the Seicher. Tana Rabban, look like this. Hamaskir Ba'isachaber, if you rent your house to your friend, Maskir, the owner, Chayav Lahamid Loi, Dlosoi, Tiat Meshur, the doors, Lifteach Loi, to open up. Chaloi Nois, he has to make sure there are doors there. And the Lefteach Loi Chalonos, he has to make sure there are windows there. And the Chazak Loi Tikra, and he has to make sure that the ceiling is strong. Nismach Loi Kaira, that there are beams there holding up the ceiling. But the renter has to make sure there's a ladder there. Lasas Loi Maka, he has to make the Maka, the gate. Lasas Loi Marzav, to make the gutter. Ulatiach Es Gagai, to plaster down the roof. That's not a maizumin, that's a secher has to do. Boyim and Emre Roshashis. This is Alf Min Astam. If you rent it Stam, these are the Tanoim. Havad, if you make up all the conditions, you go after the conditions you made up. But Min Astam, this is what we say, they made up. Boyim and Emre Roshashis. Mezuzah Ami. Who has to put up the mezuzah? For the Gemara, mezuzah? Mezuzah chay besadari. Pshitas upon the renter. The one that's living there, he has to put up a mezuzah. Elo the Gemara meant, mokim mezuzah ami. Who has to make the mokim to put the mezuzah up? Avada the soicher has to put the mezuzah up.